Good morning. This is WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. It is 43 degrees at 5 o'clock.
This is a special report from ABC News. Your voice, your vote. I'm Richard Cantu. ABC News not yet projecting a winner in this year's presidential race, but addressing supporters in Palm Springs, Florida, former President Trump claimed victory.
We overcame obstacles that nobody thought possible, and it is now clear that we've achieved the most incredible political thing. Look what happened.
There's a lot of discontent about the economy.
Joe Biden's 40% approval rating is the lowest for an incumbent president since George W. Bush in 2008. That same election, at the start of the Great Recession, 42% in exit polls said they had gotten worse off financially under the current administration. That percentage was higher in 2024. 45% of people told exit polls they had gotten worse off financially under the Biden administration.
ABC's Brian Clark. Vice President Harris to address supporters later today. This is ABC News. His intent unclear. A man is in U.S. Capitol Police custody after apparently trying to get in with a flammable substance. Capitol Police Chief Tom Manger.
One of the officers noticed a faint odor of gasoline, and when they pulled the backpack off the conveyor belt, they noticed a much stronger scent of gasoline. At that point, the subject was detained.
Manger says this episode is not believed to be related to the election. Investigators say the man told them he had papers with him he wanted to deliver to Congress. From Tulsa, word that Viola Fletcher voted on Tuesday. At 110 years of age, she's the oldest living survivor of the Tulsa race massacre in 1921. Earlier, 109-year-old survivor Lessie Benningfield Randall voted. Both ladies say they voted for Vice President Harris. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765 and find out how you can buy a house without needing 20% down.
A high of 53 degrees today with clouds gradually mixing with sunshine. Northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. A few clouds and cool tonight, a low of 34. Thursday, partly cloudy and a high of 54. Friday, mild with plenty of sunshine and a high of 58 degrees. We have a northeast wind at 5 right now after a trace of precipitation early this morning. It is 43. On this Wednesday, the 6th of November, we look back at a couple of other notes on the election from yesterday. Voters in the Ithaca School District voiced their support of their community school in an operational referendum that passed yesterday. It appears, with one municipality left, that it stands at 655 yes, 304 no votes. In the 41st State Assembly race, Republican Tony Kurtz defeated his Democratic challenger, Julia Henley. Also, as of a few hours ago this morning, Republican U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde